Your voice is your biggest weapon. Your voice is the most effective instrument. Voice is indeed your greatest asset that has the potential to change your fortune. Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast Exploring Career Opportunities. I'm your host OPJ, back with another fascinating episode on this podcast. So as we all know that though podcasts have been existing for long, but recently the popularity has grown by leaps and bounds. Though podcasts have been popular in foreign countries for over a decade, it is only a couple of years that podcasts have gained popularity among the Indian audience too. And yeah, if you also look at the stats provided by Anchor, which is a podcast hosting platform owned by Spotify, nearly 25,000 podcasts were created on Anchor in 2020 from India alone. So all these huge figures are also because there were lockdowns and people started exploring the field of podcasting by either listening to a podcast or launching their own podcast. And yeah, it's true that even I launched my podcast a few months back during the lockdowns. So when I just first shared a gist of my podcast on social media with my friends and circle, I received so many questions like, what is a podcast? What is the benefit of starting a podcast? Why have you started a podcast? Etc. etc. So today, on this episode, let me share with you an overview of podcasting and all the terminologies related to it. So let's begin with, what is a podcast? If I put it in simple terms, a podcast is nothing but a series of digital audio files that are uploaded on the internet and people listen to them, again, with the help of the internet. So in a nutshell, you can call podcast as the modern day radio that is subscribed and heard on the internet. But yeah, when I say podcasts are modern day radio, there might arise a question that how do this podcast exactly differ from the traditional radio? So to clarify on that, when you host a radio show, you have to keep up with the frequency and the length of the episode, right? So assume today is Sunday and you upload an episode of 30 minutes on your radio show. You have to then upload an episode of the same 30 minutes again on the upcoming Sunday. So you cannot extend the time limit or you cannot change the routine of your broadcast. But that's not the case with podcast, because podcasting gives you the liberty to publish your episodes whenever you wish, and there are no time constraints as to how long every episode should be. So it can be either a 5-minute show, 30-minute show, or even a 1-minute show. And yeah, if you upload an episode on maybe Sunday of this week, it is not at all necessary that you have to stick to all the Sundays of all the upcoming weeks. Just go and publish your episode on any day, any time, irrespective of any time limit. Okay. So now you might be wondering, if I just go and publish my episodes on any day, any time, how would the listeners keep up with the latest episodes? Okay, so that again highlights the uniqueness of podcast. So when a listener is interested in your podcast, they can subscribe to your show on whichever platform they might be listening to. It is just as simple as you go and subscribe to a YouTube channel. So on YouTube, when you subscribe to a channel, you would just get a notification whenever a new video of that subscribed channel is published. But when you subscribe to a podcast, the new episodes of the podcast automatically get downloaded to your device and you can listen to them at any time as per your convenience. And I guess all this is hardly possible with the traditional radio, right? Not only this, but there are a few more differentiating factors like podcast audios, if you consider they are pre-recorded and edited ones, while if you consider live radio, you have to be spontaneous and it cannot be edited once it is broadcasted. Whereas in podcast, editing is possible not only before publishing the episode, but also you can edit it after the episode is published. So yeah, you can make changes to a published podcast episode, and the RSS feed of your podcast would communicate those changes to all the podcast directories your podcast is available on. By the way, what are these podcast directories? So podcast directories are nothing but the platforms where you listen to the podcast. Like you have Spotify, you have Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, etc. etc. So while you are listening on Spotify, you might wonder that Spotify is storing all the details of all the podcasts in the world. Is that so? Do you even think these directories will allocate so much space on their platform for hosting millions of podcast shows? Definitely not. So where are the details of your podcast actually stored? And how do these directories retrieve them so quickly? Podcast Host is a place that stores all your podcast details, metadata of your podcast, the audio files, episodes, and yeah, all this information then gets communicated to these podcast directories. So in a way, you can call your podcast host as the inventory of your podcast. It also communicates these information to the podcast directories. And not only the hosting part, these days if you see, most of the podcast hosts also provide you other features like you can directly record your audio on their platform, you can edit the audio, add music, design the cover art, add descriptions, and yeah, they also provide you analytics, as in how many people have listened to your podcast, and then there are also analytics based on listener demographics. So there are so many features available on a podcast host these days. And not only this, when you upload the first episode of your podcast on your podcast host, it automatically creates an RSS feed of your podcast. This RSS feed is something that actually contains the details of your podcast channel information, individual episode information, and then it communicates the same to these podcast directories like Spotify, Google Podcast, etc., etc. So these directories do not store every data of your podcast, but they just fetch the details and episodes from the podcast host via this RSS feed. So moving ahead, as I mentioned earlier, when you subscribe to a podcast, the new episodes of the podcast are automatically downloaded to your device. And when you just go and check your device, the downloaded file would be nothing more than simple MP3 file. So it clearly indicates that podcasts are nothing but the audio files. Then you might ask, okay, if podcasts are just the audio files, why don't I go and upload a direct audio file on the internet? Why should I go through this podcast route? And for that, there's an explanation too. So a podcast is like a complete show where each individual episode is an audio file. And that's why you can call podcast as a collection of audio files that are probably themed around a similar topic. So when you simply go and upload an audio file on the internet, it keeps hanging around randomly on the internet. But when you upload an audio file as a podcast episode on the podcast host, these audio files are clubbed together under a particular podcast, and then there is also a continuity of episodes. So if you just search for the podcast by its name, all its episodes will be displayed on your screen and you can just go and listen to whichever episode you want. And yeah, lastly, subscribing to a podcast will automatically download its latest episodes on your device. Whereas if it is an individual audio file, you have to manually go and search for it every time on the internet and then yeah, manually download it. So these things differentiate podcast from those simple MP3 audio files that are uploaded on the internet. And so it is known to us that podcast for sure brings value to the listeners. But how can a podcast be useful for the podcaster or for the person who is hosting the podcast? Or if I just put it in another way, what is the reason that big celebrities, big brands, entrepreneurs, and people are all moving towards podcasting these days? So what is the actual benefit of starting a podcast? So to find this out, stay tuned on this podcast, Exploring Career Opportunities, where in the next episode, I'll be sharing with you the benefits of podcast and why you should start one. So I express my gratitude for sparing your time and listening out this episode. You can listen to this on all the major podcast applications and please do subscribe to this podcast to hear the upcoming episodes. So meet you soon in the next episode. Until then, keep motivating yourself and follow your passion that could become a promising career one day. Thank you.